Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 6:40. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley with pvcu.org, where you can purchase or refi your home with great mortgage rates. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, well, as Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's legal battle against the British tabloids continues, we're hearing more about her side of the situation. In the new court documents obtained by Daily Mail, Meghan's lawyer said she felt unprotected by the royals when she was struggling to deal with the press, especially when she was pregnant by baby Archie. Like, they just left her to deal with it on her own. And Meghan's also identified the five friends who spoke anonymously to the tabloids without her knowing about it, although those names haven't been shared from documents. And Meghan also challenged the idea that her and Harry's royal wedding was all publicly funded. Her legal team says not only was it personally financed by Prince Charles without any public costs going towards security and crowd control, but that Britain actually made a profit, which apparently, you know, made more than $1 billion in tourism revenue. So, yeah, look at all the stuff we could find out from court documents.
Well, it's good to know, too, because everything I read was just saying that it was publicly, you know, paid for. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so this is all coming out now. This is pretty cool. In the meantime, Harry and Meghan, they've been doing some volunteer work at Homeboy Industries in L.A. It's a group that supports people after they move on from incarceration and gang involvement. And they were surprised to hear Meghan just start speaking Spanish to someone there. Apparently, she's very fluent and very good at it. Which we found out that she learned by working at the U.S. Embassy in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So something about Meghan we didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know she was there either.
Look at all the stuff we find out. Well, months after striking a $600 million deal with Coty and working her way back to the world's youngest billionaire status again, Kylie Jenner is being dragged to court over this deal. She's being sued by Seed Beauty for allegedly offering Seed's trade secrets to Coty. They're saying it's their secret formula. They're worried about her leaking, so they want the courts to put a stop to that and to assure them that their secret formula will be safe.
I also heard KFC recipe, too, she released.
I don't think so.
That's just rude.
All right. Here's some COVID updates as to what's going on in Hollywood. D.L. Hughley, he has recovered from COVID-19. The comedian, though, ended up giving it to his staff, and he's pretty sure he knows where he got it in the first place. We know that the symptoms kicked in at his comedy show in Nashville, but D.L. says he was in Dallas for a few days before that, where the COVID precautions were more relaxed, according to TMZ. And then you've got Steve Smith, the co-owner of Kid Rock's Honky Tonk and Steakhouse in Nashville. He's joining a lawsuit against state and local officials over restrictions that have been set to help slow the spread of COVID. Yeah, they're not happy because of the restrictions they put on the reopening of the bar. Yeah, they still want to fight that.
And it's hard because a lot of these people own these places, but still, you know, they got to make money. But still, I mean, health, I think, is number one.
I know. We got to stop it. But if nobody's working hard, then we can't. You know, Jennifer Aniston even said, I understand that masks are inconvenient and uncomfortable, but don't you feel worse that businesses are shutting down and jobs are being lost and, you know, healthcare workers are hit with absolute exhaustion?
Right.
This is, you know, it shouldn't be a debate. A
tough balance.
It is. Read more with Kaiser on that one. Well, Kristen Cavallari's soon-to-be ex, Jay Cutler, has found out who has been murdering his chickens.
What?
I mean, no one...
Fox? What is? Who is it?
We were wondering if it was maybe a supporter of Kristen or something, like someone who held it against Jay, because they were just taking the heads and leaving the rest behind.
A Godfather movie,
Yes, it sounded like there was a human involved in this, but It turns out it was a raccoon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he found it and he took care of the situation. But he said, unfortunately, I'm sure this raccoon has some family members.
Do you need to say allegedly, too? Because
allegedly. I don't want these raccoons coming after me.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll wait until the court case, gets released.
Yeah, they're coming
then
after
we'll find
you, Jay.
Out.
They're coming for you. And that is your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley. And when you purchase or refinance your home, you can get a great mortgage rate and affordable payments. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina in with the complete dirt. What do we got, Dina?
All right. Well, it looks like Ariana Grande threw a birthday party for herself. Oh, Ariana, really?
I love that.
During this time. But you know what, though? I'll give her some props. She did it with precautions. And she's been telling her fans, to practice social distancing. So
right.
Ariana followed some rules herself. She had only 12 people total, including her mom and her brother Frankie and her boyfriend Dalton Gomez, who she just went Instagram official with, by the way.
Nice.
Most of the people at the party were wearing masks. All the ones that I could see. I can't confirm the ones I couldn't see if they were or weren't, but all the ones that were in the video that's at TMZ, you can see they were wearing masks, so they were doing it proper, trying to take the right precautions. So you know what? Good for her, because that's what she's telling her fans to do, is take precautions, wear masks.
Yeah,
it sounds
nice.
Like they're doing the same thing.
And I was worried it was just a birthday party for one when you first started talking about it. Like she wore a mask as she looked into the mirror.
Is that how you usually celebrate your birthday?
I always do. Yeah.
All right, we got some reboots on the way. Elizabeth Banks will play Miss Frizzle in the live-action hybrid of the Magic School Bus, based on the Scholastic book series. I think we've all grown up with that, right?
Yeah.
The trips on the yellow school bus. Mm-hmm. It was a cartoon for PBS with Lily Tomlin as Miss Frizzle. And the Magic School Bus rides again with Kate McKinnon as Miss Frizzle's sister Fiona debuted on Netflix in 2017. So it's a popular series, needless to say.
Yeah.
And Beavis and Butthead. Do we really need this reboot?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah. It's being rebooted by Comedy Central, this time with a Gen Z twist. And Mike Judge, who is the creator, he's reimagining this series for two new seasons with spinoffs and specials. Yay. Beavis and Butthead first aired in 93. Instant pop culture hit. And Mike says it seemed like the right time to get stupid again.
That's the exact quote.
A
lot of stuff is coming, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Some of that silly humor is coming back.
Yeah. So this, he says, in our culture right now, this seemed like the right time to get stupid again.
And I'll have to check it
out. About that.
Yep.
Disney Plus streaming Hamilton on Friday, but they're also giving us behind the scenes documentary.
Ooh.
So that will reunite the original Broadway cast to discuss the show's origins and legacy. That drops Friday as well. So this all kicks off this weekend.
Wow.
So all this Hamilton, I think people are just going to be like besides themselves with all this because everybody's wanted to see it for so long.
Yeah, I got Disney Plus. There's a line outside of my house right now. People want to get
charge,
in.
Though.
Yeah. $600 like normal.
Formula One boss Bernie Ecclestone is a dad again at the age of 89, according to Ace Showbiz. Yep. His wife, who is 44, gave birth to Bernie's fourth child. This is her first. And they named the boy Ace. And so just to give you a little idea of the family dynamic, Ace's oldest sister is Deborah. She's 65 years older than him. And his youngest sibling is Petra, who is 31.
Wow. So, he's married to a 41-year-old.
44.
44.
Don't make her any younger than she is.
I know. She's already pretty young.
I know. So, it saddens me to think this kid's not going to grow up with his dad in his life. But, he's got plenty of other guardians,
you never know,
if necessary. He's 89, Lopez.
Yeah, people are living
how long.
They're living 123 nowadays. No big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. It's easy.
And Kanye West, so proud of Kim Kardashian's new billionaire status. He's been bragging about it on Twitter, and he built her an enchanted forest in her bathroom. Granted, her bathroom has plenty of room for it because it's bigger than most of our bedrooms combined. But a source said Kim's proud of what she's achieved because it shows her kids if you put your mind and ability to something, the rewards are endless. Well, hopefully your kids never find out the foundation that success is built on, and hope they never Google the name Ray J.
Yeah, and also hopefully they can find the toilet.
I know.
They're putting a forest in there. Yeah.
Where just use a tree.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 8:39 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. The last report before the long weekend. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can get more value in the valley with pvcu.org when you can purchase or refinance your home with a great mortgage rate. All right, Dina, so what's up in Dirt?
All right, what's going on with the Jenner girls? I'll tell you what they've been up to lately. Well, because of COVID-19, Kendall Jenner did her own photo shoot for Burberry's TV Summer Monogram campaign. Excuse me. The photos of her are great.
Mm-hmm.
However, whoever took the photos should have considered like the sun and the shadows on her face.
Uh-oh. Wasn't really working. That could be harsh on her face. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know how sometimes you get like half your face is in a shadow and half your face isn't.
Yeah.
And then there were like lines going through her face because of the shadows. So
maybe
yeah.
This is on purpose.
Yeah. Was it effect?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's not the right effect I was looking for, but well, regardless, you know, Kendall proves that she needs no Photoshop. And something else like really neat about her photos. They use CGI to make her photos move like ripples in water.
Ooh.
So her photos ripple.
CGI. CGI. Yeah. What do you mean? A photo app?
Like, yeah,
it's like
right?
It's so easy to do now.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. You know what? You do it then.
Okay. I will. Right. I will.
I got Instagram.
I have a rippling picture of myself online already.
In the meantime, her sister Kylie Jenner showing off her new tattoo, which is dedicated to her daughter Stormy. It just reads 4/43, the time that Stormy was born on February 1st.
Cool.
I'd have gone with the date, but she went with the time. She might have the date somewhere else. I don't know.
Maybe she forgot the date.
Maybe. Who knows? There's so many kids in those families. I don't know.
Just keeping her options open.
Well, Sia believes that fame triggered some bad memories of things from her childhood and caused her to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Uh-oh. And she actually says her life in the spotlight was her greatest disappointment, according to Ace Showbiz. Hmm. I mean, we feel like her music is newer, but Sia's career actually started in the late 90s, and then she shot to stardom with some collaborations like with David Guetta, Rihanna, Wild Ones with Flo Rida, and then, of course, her own hit, Chandelier. But she said, you know, I had a lot of suicidal ideation over the last 3.5 years.
Jeez.
Couldn't get out of bed, and I was diagnosed with complex PTSD, and she thought she'd had bipolar 2. That's what she'd been being treated for all this time. So now that she has been getting the right treatment she needs, she is getting a lot better. And that's what actually drove her to wear a wig over her face. Everybody wonders, why does she wear that wig?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just for like a fact. It wasn't to be cool and trendy. It was because she just didn't want people seeing her.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's why we're seeing more of her without the wig these days. I think she's found herself in a better place. So we're glad to hear that.
Yeah.
We've been telling you that 90210 star Brian Austin Green enjoying his new single life after a split from Transformers star Megan Fox. So he was spotted with Courtney Stodden, the teen bride.
Oh, I saw that video, like that extreme close-up video. Is that what you're going to talk about?
Yeah, well, then he was on a date with Maxim model Tina Louise. And then the next day, Courtney marked her territory again by posting a video with Brian. They were relaxing in a hot tub together.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same video you saw,
yeah,
the hot
it was like
tub video?
Really close-up, like really close-up, yeah.
Yeah, they were doing like selfie videos. Mm-hmm. So it looks like she's trying to show everybody he's kind of with me now. Like she's laying her claim on him. So we'll see how well that goes over with any other woman that wants to date Brian right now. Well, Amazon head honcho Jeff Bezos ended up with a guillotine on his lawn, courtesy of some people protesting in front of his house. And it was set up with a sign that read, "Support our poor communities, not our wealthy men." There were probably about 30 protesters there, and they did keep it quite peaceful. I mean, the guillotine is not really a peaceful thing.
Where do you order one of those online?
Well, I'm guessing they did not order it from
not Amazon.
I'm guessing not.
Yeah.
And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.